This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So in this week's news, Martin, it's a topic we've been meaning to talk about for the last few weeks, and it's the activity happening in the fintech software vendor world. We've seen a couple of deals recently. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we did intend to deal with this immediately, but as you say, we had other news items that were perhaps more pressing. But a few weeks ago, and international listeners should really take note of this, Sage, general ledger platform, bought GoProposal pricing software. And I say pricing software, that perhaps does them a disservice. But a proposal building and pricing software would be more accurate. We don't know the multiple, we don't know the price, but it is believed to be very high. It's believed to be perhaps in the eight-figure range, although that's purely speculation, I hasten to add. What we're looking at here in the news and why we're bringing this to our listeners this week is what it is they've bought. Because our listeners have got professional services firms, and our professional services firms model is typically made up of whatever their revenue is, which is a composite of how many bums on seats they've got and how many chargeable hours can be billed on a cost-plus pricing model. Now, that's not what's being sold for big bucks right now. What you've got here is a piece of software that's about 5 years old. It has accrued a very large subscriber base. And because the owners chose to be the avatars of it as well and build an evangelist element to it, they've got loyalty, or as the tech companies would say, stickiness, because they're married to both the leadership and the product at the same time. If we take a look at this, Rob, and break it down, what have Sage bought? Number one, they've bought monthly recurring revenue, which is obvious. Number two, they have bought something that is a cloud product and platform and not something that is desktop. Number three, they have bought an intangible asset of brand goodwill. And number four, they have bought the ease of being able to white label this product as their own because they've retained the leadership for at least a couple of years, I think. So the reason why we bring this up in the news is that it doesn't make a huge difference to the practitioner's life. It's what people are paying for and what is attracting a large multiple. We believe this to have attracted a multiple of maybe, again, speculation, and maybe four times annual recurring revenue. As a practitioner listening to this, if you were to get four or five times your annual recurring revenue, what would your practice have to have? Because we know that in practice acquisition, we're maybe at somewhere between 0.9 and 1.1 times recurring fees. So think about your practice right now, guys. And the question I would ask from the news item is, what have you got that is saleable? You've got recurring revenue, so that's great. But what else have you got in the way of intellectual property? What have you got in the way of team? What have you got in the way of intangible asset like brand? What is going to form your exit package, succession package, retirement package, whatever it happens to be? And should you be building it now if you haven't already got it?
Yeah, they're really good questions. And just finally on this one, Martin, can we draw any parallels with the Sage GoProposal deal as with the Intuit and MailChimp acquisition?
In terms of shortcutting, we can, in that Intuit's acquisition of MailChimp gives them a huge ability to direct market immediately because of all the details it gives them. There is a lot more complexity in the Intuit MailChimp deal, and I think we'll learn just exactly what Intuit's plans are over the next few months, including what they announced at their virtual QuickBooks Connect conference last week, which we'll do in a future news item. I think what we're seeing is, and the parallel I would draw, is what are people paying for and what are they not paying for? And therefore, if you're an accounting practice, it does not separate you out from anybody else. You need to be building what people who will buy will pay for. And that's not just annual recurring revenue.
Yeah, that's very good. And just finally, I chaired a business panel for an international accounting network recently on business valuations. And whilst this has ramifications for accounting practices that are perhaps exiting, selling, also for their own business clients, bringing in business valuations and knowing how these deals get done and what is bought and what gives you multiples is something really important for accountants to know.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. And again, in accounting practice en masse, I'm speaking in generalities here, not in individual cases, we are mainly driven by short-termism. The next deadline, the next client phone call, you know, we never have anybody ready to come into the organization when the resignation letter drops on the door. That comes as a surprise and we have to start recruitment from scratch. So we're not ready for any of this stuff. And I think now we're seeing enough indicators of what's valuable and what's not to acquire us. If you want to be acquired, become valuable.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Hey Rob, quick history lesson for you. Did you know that the first tax records were found etched on ancient clay tablets?
Yeah, I've not realised how old you are, Martin, and clay tablets are great though, but they're not exactly compatible with the latest digital tax innovations like making tax digital, are they?
No, they're not. People weren't thinking future-proofing back then. But for our listeners, you know, if they're moving clients from similar old-school methods to digital records, there is a famously friendly accounting software solution for the UK's smallest businesses.
It's funny you should mention that. I was a judge at the recent Digital Accountancy Forum Awards, and that was a collection, Martin, of the great and the good in the accounting world, all the top networks, associations, alliances, some of the biggest vendors there. They were big on awards as well, and it just made me think Free Agent is who you're talking about, isn't it? And they've won a lot of awards for their integrations and platforms about being really easy to use. Clients can use it on mobile or tablet.
And not just the clay kind. Rob, where do accountants and bookkeepers go who really want to accelerate their client's journey to the cloud? What would you recommend they do?
I'd recommend they go and get a free trial at freeagent.com/tablet, because once you get into this, you experience it, you see how easy it is to use, you'll probably be a client for life.